In 2017, I met this handsome young gentleman named Alex Hormozi. And at the time, he was selling his marketing system to gym owners, and I had a gym. And we were a match made in heaven because I really needed customers, and he had this system that really worked well. And up to that point, I had been in business. I started my business in 2013, and I had gained 36 customers. My business was doing $5,000 a month, and I'd been doing that for 3.5 years. And when I met Alex, he's like, "I have this marketing system that I could fill your gym up in 30 days." I said, "Prove it." He said, "Give me $10,000." I said, "Shit, that's all I have." He's like, "Give it to me." I was like, "Okay." I gave him $10,000, and 30 days later, I made $50,000, and the rest of that year, 2017, I made $350,000. Right? I made more in probably 3 months than I had made my entire 3.5 years. And it was all because I had access to this money printing machine. It was an end-to-end marketing system. And so I ran that from 2017 all the way till we got out of the fitness industry, which was in April of 2022. And when we started our cleaning business in October of 2020, I was like, "I wonder if this marketing system that works so well in this fitness business, if it would work in a cleaning business." And so I took the framework from there and I applied it to a cleaning business. And how we launched a cleaning business is I created a funnel, which, again, if you guys want to see what a funnel is, you're not sure what a funnel is or what our funnel looks like, you can just go to one of those ads training that are on YouTube for free, where I build a Facebook ad from scratch. You'll see my funnel on there. And I built our funnel for our cleaning business. And that's how we're running Facebook ads, which we're going to show you guys those ads today. And on October 19th, 2020, we got our first lead. And that's how our business started. I had never cleaned a house before, neither had my wife. We had no SOPs for cleaning. I took my script that I used to sell weight loss, and I literally just like scratched out the part where I said, "Lose weight and say, I'll clean your home." And we started selling. We started taking action. And in the first year of 2020, it was October, we made $6,700 and something dollars of total revenue for all of 2020. But in 2021, we did like $170,000, which respectable, nothing crazy. 2022, we did $438,000. We almost tripled our business, which was great. And then so far in 2023, we've done $1.1 million. And a big reason is because we have this money printing machine that our marketing has never been a constraint in our business. And it has given us the opportunity to be able to put attention on our constraints, which for a long time was cleaning. Okay. We knew nothing about cleaning for a really long time. We had to bridge that gap. And then once we understood how to clean, then our constraint became cleaners, as in multiple, as in how do you hire them? How do you retain them? How do you keep them? And so that has been a major focus that we've been able to attack because our marketing system has not been a constraint. And so understand that a lot of you guys probably have a similar problem in your business that you have a constraint with cleaners. But your confidence to hire cleaners and hire them aggressively and fast is going to come down to your confidence or your like ability to actually have a money printing machine. And so even if you don't have that problem right now, you need this. Speaking specifically to Nettie and everybody else who's like who's maybe a smaller team, or maybe you're still cleaning, is that your ticket out of cleaning is a money printing machine. That's what you need. You need to be able to consistently generate leads. And then when you have a lead, there's a whole nother step that we'll get into. But when you have leads that are saying, "Hey, I'm interested in your service," that makes you feel really good. And when you can rely on them and consistently do that, then you have a business. Okay. And so that's what we're going to go over today is money printing machine. We're going to go over the optimization of it. You guys excited for that? Cool. Okay. So Facebook ads. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to cut losers. So as my mentor and good friend, Dr. Cashew, you say, we got to define what is a loser. Okay. So a loser is an ad that reaches 1,000 impressions plus meets two of the following criteria. It's below a cost per lead standard. That's what CPL stands for. So let me just actually do this because I want to make this cost per lead. Okay. It's below a CPC standard, which is cost per click. Okay. And a CPM standard, which is cost per 1,000 impressions. Okay, so it's okay if you don't know what those terms mean exactly today. Sometimes this might be the first time you've heard some of these terms. It's okay. Okay. We're going to talk about these a lot today. Now, what is the standard? And so the standard. Have you ever had somebody say, what is a lot of money? Have you ever asked a child what a lot of money is? Any of you guys have kids or been around kids? If you were talking to a 10-year-old kid, how much do you guys think that they would say is a lot of money to them? Put in the chat. How much is a lot of money to a 10-year-old kid? Okay. Now, if you asked a 18-year-old kid, let's say 19, so they're just out of school, how much is a lot of money to a 19-year-old kid? Want you guys to think about your guys' lives. Like, how much do you think is a lot of money right now? And do you remember a time when you thought that a lot less was a lot more? Right. Now, I want you to use a different frame. Think about it from somebody else. Think about it. How much do you think I think is a lot of money? Now let's project onto people. How much do you guys think that I think is a lot of money? How much do you guys think that, how much is a lot of money to Alex Hormozi? Okay. So, understanding that concept, if you understand, by understanding that concept, you understand that a standard is only a standard based on what someone has done up to this point. How much money, a lot of money to a 10-year-old kid, to a 19-year-old kid, to you, to me, to Alex, like all those standards are dependent on where we've came from. That makes sense. So the best way for you to figure out what your standard is in this specific case for your CPL, CPC, CPMs is your information, your data. That's the best. Okay. So some of you guys who have that data, have that information, you'll find your standards by using your data. Okay. Now, some of you guys don't have data. And you're like, I want to start running Facebook ads. And so then at that point, you can use somebody else's data. You can use their standard as somewhat of a North Star. And you basically use their North Star just long enough till you have enough data so that you can use your own data to create your own North Star. So when someone asks, what should my cost per lead be? Do you understand why sometimes I'm just like, I can't give you an answer. I can't give you an answer. It'd be like saying, how much is a lot of money to you? Right? So these marketing metrics right here. So when you guys get this access to the stock, you'll be able to click on this 2023 marketing metrics and you guys will see our data. Okay. And so you'll be able to see that our metrics for 2023, we track. And you can see our averages here that our cost per lead, we're averaging $57 a lead. Our CPMs are $23.77 per 1,000 eyeballs. We get 363 link clicks on average per month. And our cost per click is $8.55. Right. So when I say below standard, when I go into my Facebook ads, I'm just going to see, has our ad reached 1,000 impressions and does it meet two of these three criteria? Okay, now I'll get in there so you guys actually can see what these numbers look like inside the ad account, but I just wanted to clearly define definitions before we get in there. Cool. Okay. So let's go to step number two. Okay. Step number two is going to test new ads. So anything that doesn't, that hits these criteria, and that's a loser, we're going to cut it off the team. We got to cut off losers so we bring in room for winners. And so step number two is simply going to put out five potential winners. When people say, what is a good ad? What works? Similar to the like, how much is a lot of money question. It's like, I do not know. What have you done? Okay. It's ultimately like, what, even the best marketers in the world, how do they become the best? It's not because they see the best ads, it's because they put the most ads out there. And volume is the answer. And so by putting a volume out there, you can test to see what works. And then you know what? You cut the losers and you keep the winners. And all of a sudden you look really, really smart. But volume is how you look really smart. Okay. And so to put a number on this arbitrary number, I'm putting five. Can you do six? Can you do seven? Can you do eight new ads? Yes. It's just like how much effort do you want to put into this? That's all. Okay. But at least five ads is like a bare minimum. Okay. And the barriers that we're going to test. So I want to try to keep this as simple as possible. These are the things that I actually do. I'm not giving you theory. I'm not giving you like what you should do. You can do what the hell you want to do. I'm just telling you what I do. So the things that I test is I test the videos and pictures. When it comes to the ad, I test videos and pictures. That's like the number one thing. If I leave everything else the same, then I will test videos and pictures. That's number one priority. The number two priority is going to be the headline. So specifically for me, the headline is just a, I change the wrapper on it. So it's always a free cleaning voucher, but then it's a free December cleaning voucher. It's a free back to school cleaning voucher. It's a free clean, a clean by Halloween voucher. Right, but that's the headline. So I'll change that. And then the next thing is the ad copy. Those are the only three variables that I change. Okay. So again, if you're not sure, headline, ad copy, video pitch, exactly those things mean, I will walk you through examples of all those things. But I'm just trying to give you the brief overview before we actually dive into the actual Facebook ads account. And then it looks like, well, like a foreign place if you've never been inside it before. Okay. So those are the three variables I test. Okay. Now the next common question that people ask is like, how often do you check your ads? And so I thought a lot about this because right now I check it right about here because it's a low priority for me. But I remember when it was a high priority. Back when I had a gym, I was changing. I was testing ads almost every day, every other day, sometimes. So it was a high priority. Okay. If it was the highest priority, right? That was the biggest constraint in our business was marketing. So I put my attention on that every single day. Now, if it's a high priority, maybe do it twice a week. If it's just a priority, maybe do it weekly. If it's a low priority, do it bi-weekly. If it's the lowest priority, do it monthly. Because remember, our goal is not to be an expert marketer. Our goal is to be a good marketer that it is not the constraint of our business. Hopefully that makes sense. And the same thing I'm saying to marketing, it's the same thing for every other function in your business, which also includes cleaning. For you guys who like want to be expert cleaners, cool. It's fine. But the more energy you put on that is the less that you're putting energy on marketing and sales and hiring and recruiting. Those are other things that your business needs. So you need to be good enough. And so a lot of times what I've seen is that when you become really good at something, you don't want to let it go. And you put your focus on it because like, it makes you feel confident and it keeps you distracted from doing the thing that you need to focus on, which is the thing that you probably suck at. Which is totally fair. Just understand that if you want your business to grow, it's like it's only going to grow up to the weakest part, to the weakest section of your business. Okay. So this is the frequency. And then budget. How much should you spend? Okay. Thought about this a lot too. And so, as much lead flow as necessary to keep cleaner schedules full. That's how I think about it. Like, I'll spend as much as necessary to make sure that my cleaners have a full schedule. Now, on the other side of the equation, I also think that when I'm talking to Nettie and I'm talking to Michael Hall specifically, he's the one who like I thought through this when I was making this. I would not spend any less than $50 per day. Because if I look at my CPMs, which our CBMs, if you guys remember this, CPM is a cost per 1,000 impressions. It's about $23. So I like to spend at least that, but try to get 2,000 impressions per day so I can just test faster. Okay. So at $50 per day, then I would actually get 2,000 views per day. Right, because I'm spending about $23 to get 1,000 eyeballs. So if I spend $80 to get about 2,000, which means I'm able to test things faster. I'll find winners quicker. Actually, I'll find losers quicker, which allows the winners to come to the surface. So it's more you're looking for losers than you're looking for winners. Cool. Okay, this one right here. Things that I never test that I see most people do. And this has been since day one. This is back when Alex gave me this marketing machine, the offer. Like, I've always just ran the offer. So back then it was a free 6-week challenge. Now it's a free cleaning voucher. Is there other offers out there? Yes, there is. Is there any better that are that work that ha that will get a lower lead cost, get a the cast a wider net than a free cleaning voucher or than a free 6-week challenge? Never seen one. That's it. So I will do what is best for the business. I'll run the free cleaning voucher. So I don't change the offer. I've ran the same offer since October of 2020 in the same little town of 50,000 people in Bozeman, Montana, and it still works. Cool. Another thing that people test that I never do is a landing page. It's the same thing. It's just, I have the same philosophy on it as I do with as like in for micro example as I do the macro of the business. Like, the landing page is not the constraint, and I'm not going to try to focus. Like, there's so many variables you can change a landing page that the simple things that you need on a landing page is that you need congruency from ad to landing page. So if your offer on your ad says free cleaning voucher on your landing page, it should say free cleaning voucher. That's pretty much it. You should have a button that as soon as they click on the landing page, they can click the button and they can give you their information right away. They shouldn't have to scroll. It should be what's called above the fold. And if you hit that, if you hit this, if you have a free cleaning voucher, and you put a button that people don't have to like, all they got to do is as soon as they hit the landing page, they click the button, says free cleaning voucher, and they can put their first name, last name, email, and phone number, and that's it. And then it says claim a free cleaning voucher. If you just do those things, your landing page will convert good enough. That's it. So I never test my landing page. And so much so that I was showing my new landing page to somebody the other day, and I had used AI to generate some of the ads, and there was a There was, so first off, if you guys have never used AI to generate images, for some reason, it just totally distorts faces. It makes some really interesting faces. It like messes faces up. It's crazy. And so I didn't see this. It was pointed out to me that this AI image I had generated, there was a third ear growing on the neck of this woman. And there's also a hand there as well. Just that was so funny. It was an alien, yeah. And so when it was pointed out to me, I just laughed. And it's still there, by the way, because I just forgot to change it. Maybe I will change it, maybe I won't. I don't care. It still converts. So I've been alien on my landing page that still converts because I have the basics, which is the same offer for my ad, to my landing page is the same. Free cleaning voucher. When they click over there, they see free cleaning voucher. They click it and they give four pieces of information. These are the only four pieces of information you want to ask for. Don't ask for their email address, or don't ask for their home address. Don't ask for how big their home is. Don't ask for how many bedrooms and bathrooms. Get their phone number, get their name and their email. That's it. And that's, if you're doing the math, that's three things, but it's just their first name and last name and email and phone number. Okay. That's all you need. Because the point of marketing, as Alex would say, is to get an engaged lead. An engaged lead is somebody who you can contact. That's it. You're not trying to get a customer. You're not trying to make a sale. You're not trying to get a recurring client. You're just trying to get an engaged lead. So this is a process that we're trying to get to that point, but like, this is the point of marketing. We just need to get an engaged lead. I want Nettie to go through my funnel so I can send her a text message and then I can ask her more questions after that. Or I get her on a phone call and I can ask her what her problem is so I can help solve it. But until she gives me her phone number and her name and her email, like, nothing else matters. So that's the focus. When you make that the focus, it becomes really simple. Okay. And then the next thing, the mousetrap. So this is the most common question I get, specifically with the free cleaning voucher, is the mousetrap. So on here, I put on how we use the free cleaning voucher, which I think I already saw in the chat a little bit. But if you click on this doc right here, it explains how we've used the free cleaning voucher. And so there's different ways you can use it. You literally can use it however you want to use it. Okay. But again, this is all on here. Choose your thing. How we currently use it is with a free cleaning voucher is good for 1 hour of cleaning for an a la carte service, minimum of 4 hours. That's it. It's really simple, right? Or they can get a one free hour on their first recurring service. It's not to be used for deep cleans, vacation rentals, and move in and move out cleans. This is the key. Choose how you want to fulfill it. Okay. So it's important to know the whole sequence, but ultimately, this is literally how my brain thinks when I'm optimizing for Facebook ads. Okay. And so regardless if I'm running a video or a picture, it doesn't change the offer. It doesn't matter if I'm running a Thanksgiving free cleaning voucher or a Christmas cleaning voucher, or I'm running a New Year's cleaning voucher or running a Valentine's Day cleaning voucher. It doesn't change any of this. This all stays the same. Okay. Okay. Helpful so far? Let me see the chat if this is helpful, because now we're about to dive in to the actual ad account. And I think I saw my wife Katie on here. This is fun. So Katie made a great point the other day. So as I actually watch you guys, see you guys engage, I really do appreciate it. Katie made a good point to me. I think it was either yesterday or the night before. And it was in reference to me talking about how I was like, I have this vision of how to solve marketing as a problem for all cleaning business owners, right? And she was like, I think it's actually the reason that so I'm speaking as Katie now. She's like, I think it's the reason that I have been as successful as I have with being able to personally develop, personally grow, and be able to pour into the team is because I haven't had to learn marketing. I haven't had to learn and had to figure out how to do sales. She got to focus on being a communicator to clients, to cleaners, and really just herself, like the self-talk up here. And so a lot of this is bandwidth. And so again, the goal for you guys is to be able to make you good enough where you can do this on, you can make this into a habit where it takes little bandwidth, little attention. So you have the attention to be able to become an effective communicator. Maybe that's communicating to clients. Maybe it's communicating to cleaners. Maybe it's communicating to admin. This is a communication game. When you understand that the people who communicate the best are the ones who get the outsized returns. And if you can learn that skill in cleaning, like you can apply to any business. But since you guys all have cleaning businesses, you might as well apply to this one. Cool. Okay. So let's dive in here. Remind me, I'm going to give you guys this Google Doc so you guys have access to this. And then we guys can have an SOP that you guys can go into when you guys forget everything I just said and you go back and watch the recording. You have this doc and you can practice because everything that you're doing here is going to be a skill. And the better you, and how you get better at something is you just do more of it. Volume. Volume is always the answer. Cool. James just dropped it in the chat for you guys. Okay. So let's go into our Facebook Ads Manager. So this is our Facebook Ads Manager. This is one of our ad accounts. Actually, this is like a newer account. I think I created this one in, looks like it was in June. I created this one. So I have lots of accounts. The biggest reason why is because specifically when we had the gym, I would get banned a lot of times. I would have a lot of accounts get banned. Fitness is much more difficult to market than cleaning is. You can't do before and afters. You can't talk about weight loss. You can't talk about fat. You can't like. It's very hard to market fitness. And so when cleaning came around, I was like, oh my gosh, this is really easy. It's like swimming against the current for a long time. All of a sudden, I feel like I have the current behind me. I'm like, I feel like I'm a fast swimmer. So with that being said, most of you guys don't realize how easy you have it, which is totally fine. It doesn't matter. It doesn't, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, but there's less challenges in a cleaning business for marketing than there is in other businesses. Something as simple as being able to actually say that you're going to give someone a sparkling clean home without lifting a finger. Like you can't tell people that you can help them lose 25 pounds and then you can help them trim their belly fat or get rid of their love handles or get rid of their cellulite. Like you can't say any of that stuff. It's just, we got it pretty good. Let's just say that. Okay. So this is the inside of the Meta Facebook Ads Campaign Manager. So just so you know, like when you log in, yours might look different. There's like 50 different versions of this because Facebook is always testing themselves. They're testing different dashboards, different looks. They're using us as their little test dummy. So just so you know, if you're watching this replay or you log into your things right now, like it might actually look different. That's actually very common. Okay. So again, we're not going to go into the building of this. If you want that, that's a whole different training, but I'm just going to show you how to optimize it. So the way I have our setup is our campaign right here. So we click on our campaign. I just set this up last week because we have a new landing page. So actually I set this up from scratch the other day. You can see here, our budget is $100. I'm actually going to increase that here in a minute, but I'm going to do that afterwards. So what I'm going to show you guys here is what I'm going to test. So again, I'm not going to test anything in the ad set level. So sometimes I should put this in here too. What people will sometimes test that I do that I never test is they'll test. Okay. So this would be something that I will put as a like one of these here asterisk because I live in a small town. Now, if we were here to market in Mesa, which is a city of 4 million people, we're definitely going to test different locations, different zip codes, different things like that. So I'm going to say that with a little asterisk that like we don't test things, but so if you're like you're in a small market or you don't, if you're less than, I would say 200,000 people, don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. But if you're like in a metropolis, we have 200,000 plus, you might test locations. Okay. Another things that I don't test is I don't test gender, which I did in fitness. I don't test age. I just have 35 plus. So these are all the things that, again, you technically could test. And then interests and behaviors. And so, again, these are all things you possibly could test. I just think that there's so much attention that goes into all these things that if you just did the first three things, which I'll show you today, your probability of winning is much higher. Okay. So let's click on one of these ads here. So right now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ads that are being ran. So I'll just show you quickly what one looks like. So I actually bought these videos from someone inside the group. So someone who came out to Deccan today, her name is Adi. I've always seen her videos. I'm like, man, I'm just curious if they'll work. So I end up ended up buying some videos from her just to see if they would work for us. But let me scroll down here. Okay. Okay, cool. So when you come in here, you'll see that you can put your text in here. And so Facebook actually allows you to do multiple text, which is nice. So you actually can test multiple things at the same time. Headline, description, call to action. Again, these things I just keep the same. They're always the same. Okay. But those are basically the only variables you can change on as far as the ad is concerned. So if we make this bigger, so you can change your primary text, which is this right here. Cool. So this is the primary text right here. The headline is right here. The subheadline is right here, and the call to action is right there. Okay. So those are really the only things that you can play with on your Facebook ads. Again, the thing that I test is we go back to optimizing ads. We're going to test the videos, pictures, headline, ad copy. Okay. So the number one thing that we're going to do is we're going to test the videos and pictures. Okay. Now, before we get in there to testing new things, what's the first thing that we need to do? We need to find some losers. Okay. We're looking for losers. We're looking for winners right now. We're looking for losers. So let's look for some losers here. So if we come over here to our columns, go performance and clicks, and then we need to put our right date on here. So obviously I didn't have the right date on here. So you can go last 7 days, you can go last 14 days. So I started this ad on the 6th. So that's been, yeah, let's just go 14 days. Okay. So let's sort this by ones that are on. Cool. So this way it's on. Okay. So we come back in here, optimizing ads. So the first thing we need to figure out is ads that reached 1,000 impressions. So if they haven't reached 1,000 impressions, I'm not going to determine them a loser because they just haven't got enough reach yet for us to determine if they're a loser or not, right? It's like having a kid on the bench of a basketball team, and you don't even know if he can perform because he hasn't been on the court yet. So we got to give people an opportunity to get on the court to actually see if they score. And if they don't score, then we can kick them off the team. But until then, leave them on the bench. All right, I'm going to get rid of some of these tabs here. Okay, so let's find our impressions here. Okay, so we have 1977, 1000. So let's see. So these two are the only ones who haven't reached 1,000, which means that these are the only two that we're not going to turn off no matter what, because they just haven't got enough love yet. But it looks like everything else has reached that 1,000 pressure mark. So everything else is good to go. Okay. So next thing we're going to do is we're going to look at CPL first. That's like the next highest thing, is that are they below our CPL standard? So what is our CPL standard? Pull this back up again. I believe it was $56 a lead. It's $57 a lead. Okay. So let's look at here our cost per lead. So this one hasn't got any leads. See this one right here. This one's at $61 a lead. 76, 138, 31, 46. So let's turn off some losers here. So this one right here, this one hasn't got any leads yet. And it's been over 1,000 impressions. So we're going to turn this one off. Okay. So this one's going to be one of the losers that we turn off. Okay. Right here, this one's at $76 a lead, but it's also generated us two leads. It's got 5,000 impressions. Well, I'll leave that one on for right now. 42. Yeah, this one's at $138 a lead. So we're going to turn this one off for sure. This one's at 46. So we'll keep that one on for right now. This one's at 31. We'll keep that one on. This one's at 61. It's right above our thing, but I'm actually going to keep it on for right now. And this one's at 76. It's given us two leads. Yeah, we'll turn this one off as well. It's much higher than our CPM, or excuse me, our cost per lead standard. Okay, so that cut out a few just by doing that. And then CPC, cost per click, and then CPM. So now let's look at these. So cost per link click, $8.55. So let's go find some over here. Okay, so this one is at 1118. 350. So this is the only one that's above our CPC. Let's look at it again. Oh, this one hasn't reached the 1,000 impressions yet. So leave that one alone. And then what's our CPM standard? CPM standard right here is 2377. There. So if we go over here to 2377, let's see our CPMs. 25, 29, 29, 39, 31. Yeah, so it's all above it, but so if we come back here to this data, I think we had, yeah, June and August where we had like really lows, like 1920s. But you know, the last couple months, 28, 28, 24. Yeah, so these CPMs are higher right now. So this is something that I told my team on Monday during our vision meeting. Like right now, you're going to get the highest CPMs because all of the e-commerce businesses, actually just businesses in general that have better products, they are unloading half of their ad budget for the entire year of 2023 right now, between now and Christmas. So right now is the most expensive time that you can ever market on Facebook. It's happened in 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021. Actually, 2020 was really weird. 2020 was actually a great time to advertise because people were very scared, and scared money just sits and just like, it's patient and not patient. It's just, it's scared. And so lead costs actually went down in 2020 because people were afraid, which was great for people who continued to market. 2021, more expensive. 2022, crazy. And then 2023, it's following suit as we're seeing here that our CPMs are much higher. So that's also something that we need to account for in this specific situation, which I am going to account for it. And so just understanding that our CPMs right now are going to be a little more expensive. And this one is the highest one at 39, but it also hasn't reached 1,000. And so this 31, I'm going to look at this one again to determine if it's really a loser. Cost per click is 281. It's like the best cost per click, but the highest CPM, which means that it's expensive to show it, but people are actually clicking on it, and it's got a lead right now, but it's at 61. Yeah, I'm actually going to turn it off. So it's higher than our standard cost per result, and our CPM is high, but the cost per click on it is actually pretty good, right? But it's only got one lead. So we're going to turn it off. And that's going to leave us with how many ads? Leave us with 4 ads that are just not losers, right? They're just not losers. So